I can just see Nathan the prophet pointing his finger at the king, King David, and saying those words, "Thou art the man." And we've talked about that man. I described to you on Monday how we see him as the great spiritual leader, brave, loyal, strong, a lover and a worshiper of God. But we also see him as the adulterer, the thief, the schemer, the conniver, the murderer. Yes, all of that's true. But what a story of this young man. The young man who was the harp player for the king to help soothe the troubles that he was sensing. It would cause him to have a calm. But then there came a day when the father of David, Jesse, he sent David to the battle because Israel was fighting the Philistines. And he sent young David down there with some cheeses for his brothers and for the captains to be able to give to them. But when this young shepherd boy arrived at the scene, he was troubled by what he saw, because he saw the army of God, the army of Israel, that was quaking in fear whenever a big old giant Philistine would come out, stand on the edge of the mountain or the hill, and he would curse and profane the living God. And it scared the army of Israel so much, it said they fled to their tents. What's to be done? Well, you see, when David saw that, he didn't look at it as a normal human being would look at it. He didn't see it as a young shepherd boy or a soldier or even a king. He didn't see it as any of that. He said, "This is an affront against God. And something's got to be done." And so he just said, "I'll fight him. I'll go kill that giant." And of course, you can hear the snicker all the way through the crowd. Everybody uproar. "Hello, shepherd boy. He's going to go fight that giant?" Well, they said, "Well, let's take him up to King Saul and see what the king says." And he went up there and told his story. And he said, "How do you propose that you're going to slay that giant?" And David said, "When I was a shepherd boy and the sheep were being attacked by a lion and a bear," he says, "I slew that lion and I slew that bear, and I'm going to kill that giant." And Saul said, I'm paraphrasing here, but basically said, "Well, what's it going to hurt?" So he put some armor on him, tried to send him out, and David says, "No, I'm not used to all this. I can handle this." And you know the story. Took some rocks out of the brook, put them in his little shepherd bag, got up there and started slinging that sling. He only needed one rock. He hit that giant right in the head, and that giant fell. He went up there and cut his head off, and everybody cheered. "This is the man. This is the man." And Nathan said, "Thou art the man." This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.